Now, the rest of the story. Dudley stared at the registration form in utter frustration. Here he was, a beginning sophomore at prestigious Stanford University, an excellent student with no major. Not even the slightest idea of what field of study he'd like to concentrate on. One way or another, right then and there, Dudley was going to have to register a major subject, even if he had to flip a coin. Let me tell you what he did instead. Dudley was always good in school, straight A's, except for one class, chemistry. While many boys of his generation were receiving chemistry sets for Christmas, Dudley had never had one. While many teachers encouraged their pupils to study and to excel in chemistry because of its right now relevance, Dudley had never been so urged. He loved English. He truly loved it. The Shakespeare that left so many of his classmates cold was thrilling and inspiring to Dudley. Every essay contest Dudley ever entered, he won. In fact, he wrote for a newspaper in hometown Campbell, California, contributed book reviews and articles on Boy Scouting and on camping before he had even entered high school. But chemistry? Oh, no way. No way. His high school chemistry class was taught by a very good and personally interesting teacher. The problem was the subject itself. In class, Dudley had not the vaguest notion what was going on. The lectures were confusing, the textbooks even more so. And at home, there was no one to turn to. No member of Dudley's family had ever taken a chemistry course. The boy did not just give up either. He kept trying to comprehend this labyrinth of symbols and obstructive terminology. There was no reason he should not succeed. His memory was photographic. His academic record was otherwise unblemished. And yet, for the most part, the subject of chemistry was just to remain a mystery for Dudley. Friends consoled him. Chemistry was one of those subjects you'll never use anyway, they told him. And Dudley believed them and decided to get on with his life. Entering Stanford, Dudley had his choice of academic or football scholarships. He chose the academic one, although he was to play on the Stanford football team. So wide was Dudley's range of academic accomplishment that he could not decide on a major. And despite superior grades in everything, he remained thus undecided all year. He asked his new college friends for advice, and they shrugged. He took the dilemma to his freshman advisor. The advisor shrugged. All of the following summer, Dudley fretted over which major to select. Everyone else, he knew, had chosen one. Why couldn't he? So now here he is. He's registering for the sophomore year. He's still undecided. Incredibly frustrated, totally embarrassed. It was in the sheer exasperation of the moment that Dudley made a spontaneous, ludicrous choice. Chemistry. And that is how the boy who hated chemistry became a chemistry major in college. That, in fact, is how a student who was never any good at chemistry became very good indeed. He had written chemistry on his registration form as a joke in defiance of himself. He had never intended to concentrate on that subject, but he wound up doing so and eventually surprised everybody, including himself, with his phenomenal aptitude. Last year, 1986, the winner of the most prestigious Nobel Prize for chemistry was a man named Hirschbach. Dudley Hirschbach. They say he developed his interest late, and that is so. And now you know the rest of the story.